Okay, I'm here. Those clocks aren't accurate anyway.
No.
L and R. Why don't they label the ears as well as the damn headphones? At the Brandenburg Gate, President Obama calls for a concerto. No sense in moaning, is there? Well, what do you know?
Live from Kansas City, Missouri to Columbia, South Carolina, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass. I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, playwright and gorgeous author Paul Rudnick, all the news that isn't and the What Do You Know quiz, support for What Do You Know is provided by PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man whose new songs is Use for Yeezus, it's Michael Feldman.
Use for Yeezus. Oh, that's a good one. Okay. And of course, if something bad comes out of this speech, it would be Brandenburg Gate. That'd be pretty cool. Well, the meeting with Putin didn't go so well when the president opened with a Super Bowl ring joke. You know? It wasn't only that Putin took the Super Bowl ring, he was wearing it around his neck, which is really surprising. Okay, the House eliminates abortion, except in the case of Democrats. The plan to lasso an asteroid is shot down by the No Ways and No Means Committee. Of course, the Taliban negotiations, after shaking hands, remember to check all your extremities. Putin leaves the G8 summit with three Rolexes and a Louis Vuitton bag. Vuitton?
Vuitton?
Vuitton. Vuitton. That's what I meant to say. The NSA director testifies before the House Intelligence Committee, then has to kill them. The House Intelligence Committee. That's a tough committee to staff. NATO hands Afghan security off to the Iraqis. Obama tells Berliners, Ich bin eine Farfenugen. That's what I would do. Just, you know, start off with a joke. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski backs same-sex marriage because anything is better than Vern. That'll kill him up there. Dolce and Gabbana sentenced to jail for one bad pair of frames too many. What? I'm sorry, those of you wearing D&G. Love Dolce, hate Gabbana. That's just the way I feel about it. Thank you. Someone's got the giggles. Someone's got the giggle. I love it. And where was it? Miley Cyrus says the pot is for the cataracts. So young to have them. Well, the AMA says obesity is a disease, but large boned is a roll of the dice. Undocumented workers to install 700 miles of border fence. You have to be on the other side of it, of course, when you're doing it. That's, it's going to be tricky at points. It's a good start, but be nice to fence the coasts in case they come by sea, you know. So it's Atlantic and the Pacific fence would be really nice. One does have the sneaking suspicion all the border agents are to keep us in. However, huh? Thoughtful piece there. That'll you think about that on the drive back to wherever you're going. Paula Deen's N-word is NutraSweet. Paula's Apple Brown Betty has been expunged from the Food Network recipe book. So. There are ramifications. Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke will turn up in Hong Kong next. Yeah, I know. It's not for everybody. That joke. Not for everybody. I like to make little notes on these, so if I ever do this again. Supreme Court, defend your own damn marriage, I say. Especially you, Clarence. Iceland now has thermal springs, blondes, and year-round Snowden. For those whose brains aren't, comes the 3D brain. That's pretty good. And a 3D printer prints a 3D printer, which prints... and so on. Better joke in print. 3D print, it'd be great. It would come right at you. The girl from Ipanema barricades, latest from Jobim. Okay, a nothing. That's just my first nothing response. It's pretty good. It's like the end of it, practically. So that's not so bad. And Kanye's new song, Yeezus, is just all right with me. That's all the news that is, and thank you so much. And Holly, there she goes. Smiles, she dances, and out with me.